Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wizard's Log. Day 422 into my voyage. Using my quick wit, devilish good looks, and about 90% of my remaining fuel supply, I managed to evade the ire of the space police. Now I'm low on mana and helium-3. Speaking of, I might need to cut back on magics till I can find more juice. From now on, it's just the essentials. Kidney spell, lung spell, heart spell. Sheesh! With all the spells I have running in the background just to keep my 6,900-year-old organs working, I shudder to think what would happen without my dependable little mana safety net. A MacGuffin most rare, the Crystal Apple. As long as I keep that thing on me, I should always have just enough sauce to prevent mass organ failure. Having limited amounts of power is so played to death in these sort of things, and honestly, I'm sick of it. I would much prefer a new manowell, a big one, all for myself, such that I might hashtag keep on wizarding for as long as I damn well shit-ass please. Azataz out.
How's it hanging, ladies and folks? My name is Chris R.R. Bauzo, and this is my show. You're about to hear the latest and greatest installment of my ongoing sword and sorcery sci-fi narrative. A story written, read, performed, and edited, all with your ear holes in mind. So don't even concern yourself with going back to catch up quite yet. Because this episode, like every episode, just so happens to be the perfect jumping on point. And then, once you're hooked, feel free to go back and check out the story thus far while you wait for the next one to drop. But for now, all I need you to do is sit back, relax, and allow me to unfurl the wizard scroll.
New user, I'm afraid we do not have enough fuel to reach our destination. We must make a quick pit stop at the nearest space Wawa to refill my helium-3 canisters.
Alright then, where's the nearest space Wawa?
Approximately 17 light years back the way we came. A.K.A. the space Wawa where we had first met, new user.
Wait a minute, Doc. I'm looking at this route you've charted for us. What's the deal with this huge detour around the Spermuda Quadruplesis here? If we cut right through it instead, we should make it to the manowell with fuel to spare.
My programming dictates that I must strongly advise against traversing through the Spermuda Quadruplesis, new user, for that is space pirate territory. By my calculations, I find it highly likely that an inexperienced driver such as yourself would be captured with relative ease by the pirates, after which they shall force you to transfer all of your Federation V-Bucks into their account, and then kill you. And when they are finished with you, I shall be dismantled piece by piece and sold for parts, a process that will be excruciatingly painful for me.
The wizard paused to retrieve his pipe and take a big ol' schlank on that Dankin. Then he looked at the camera, crossed his eyes, and stuck his tongue out as the smoke came out from his ears. Too bad this is an audio podcast, because you just had to see that shit to believe it. Then he replaced his pipe into his Bongzilla pipe holder and spoke.
Doc, disengage autopilot.
Understood. Disengaging autopilot mode now.
Get set to get wrecked! We're going in, boys!
The wizard did a sick wheelie and burned out somehow as he drove past a sign that read, "Now entering the Spermuda Quadroplesis." And then he sped up a space ramp and did like 79 barrel rolls in a row.
Evasive maneuvers! Away!
What the fuck be that off the port bow?
And lo, sooner than soon after entering the Spermuda Quadroplesis, as it's as the wise had crashed right through the hull of a space pirate ship that just so happened to have been passing by. Space pirates surrounded as it has before yo mama could say Baba Booey. At least 37 of them had poured into this chamber in the past 10 seconds alone.
Yo ho ho, and a UFO. What we have here? A mighty fine vehicle, courtesy of the lads and ladies at Cybertruck Inc. A most excellent prize indeed. I say this be the kind of booty that'll make your mother say, "Arr!" Now, let's see just what sort of lovers we be working with. Amy Hearty.
Doc, lock the doors and close the windows now.
Understood.
Arr, me fingers.
Oi, don't worry about it, lad. I bet you'll get a sweet hook finger later. All right, you had your fun, old timer. But now the games are over. Give up your precious V-Bucks and you don't get hurt.
V-Bucks? What the fuck are those? Come on, look. I've got a good sack of gold coins right here in my trunk, if that's what you're after.
Gold? That stuff's worthless out here. I'm fixing to plunder your virtual wallet, lad. Now gimme that IP address, your banking information, crypto wallet access codes, and your Space 2 premium account before I pop a space cap into your arse, me matey. You see, it's all about the crypto game around these parts, you Gandalf-looking motherfuck.
The fuck are you talking about? Crypto? I mean, I've plundered a few crypts in my day, but...
Yo, dude, he doesn't know about crypto. So, like, check it out, dude. Cryptocurrency is, like, the sickest thing ever, man. It's all about, like, digital money that's decentralized and super secure, you know what I'm saying? So here's the deal, bro. Like, instead of relying on, like, banks and space government, crypto, like, runs on insane technology called the blockchain. And it's like a mega online ledger that keeps track of all your transactions and makes sure everything's legit. Because everything's tracked and controlled by a central banking figure. Whoever owns 51% of the computers in the blockchain owns your information on the crypto network. You are controlled, you are tracked, you are their puppet. The best part is, bro, is that you can like buy and sell these coins in the crypto exchanges, dude. It's like the stock market on steroids, but way more exciting. You can make mad gains and lose it all to flash. It's high risk, high reward, bro. It's not like it's for the faint of heart, though. Everyone thinks you can get rich off cryptocurrency. You cannot. For every win you get, somebody else loses. Your money is blood money. You're playing with the hopes and dreams of other people. But wait, there's more. Crypto isn't just about buying stuff or investing, it's also about this little thing called decentralization, man. That means power to the people. Cutting out the middleman and giving control back to the users. It's like a revolution, bro, that's financed by a space central bank. Again, they own 51% of the servers. Everything is controlled. Do you want me to keep going?
I just love the back and forth. It's like every fiber of your being is just rejecting what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Virtual money? What's next? Virtual food?
Somewhere in the upper decks of the ship, a space pirate sat at a dinner table with a fork in one hand and a knife in the other. And he was just going to town on a plate of holographic lasagna. He looked down at his plate with a profound look of hopelessness plastered across his gray, three-eyed countenance.
Yeah, it has the nutrients a body craves, but without the food.
It's not virtual food, bro. It's... food flavored vape, dude.
Arr, grab him and seize the landlubber's space phone.
Aye, aye, Captain!
I got the door open, my lord.
Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, ah!
No, don't you touch me! Don't touch me!
Arr, where in space Davy Jones is your space phone, whelp?
I'm sorry, a space phone? Is it anything like a regular phone? Because I don't know what that is either.
What kind of man don't got himself a space phone? How are you supposed to sign up for e-deals at the local space Wawa if you don't have a phone number to give them? Well, what do? You just go in there and you buy things at full price? What are you, mad? You're throwing your Kraken coins away.
Well, actually, I just killed the cashier and took the stuff for free.
Oh, based.
And as his head just looked up dumbfoundedly at the captain like he had three eyes. Well, he did have three eyes is the thing. Except two of them were covered by eye patches. Well, either way, the wizard had no fucking idea what his captors were even talking about.
I have no fucking idea what you guys are talking about.
He be capping, Cap'n. The man's filthy, stinking rich. Look at the fancy bling around his neck. That apple-shaped, apple-sized stone's gotta be worth at least 88 Dogecoin alone.
Good idea, me first mate. All right, old-timer. Hand it over. Nice and easy, eh?
The wizard looked down at his crystal apple, his only renewable mana source, his lifeline through the cosmos, and he knew what he had to do. Though it pained him, though it irked him, though it racked his nerves with worry and tied his guts into double knots with bunny ears, he knew that he had to eat his single renewable mana source right here, right now, or else lose it to those gray aliens forever. He figured this way, the thing could at least give him one final mana boost as it passed through his digestive tract or something. And who knows? Maybe his poop would still have some mana left in it as well. Only time could tell.
What? This? No, it's not a gemerald of any kind. It's just my candied apple. I saw it at Space Wawa about 17 light years back, and I just couldn't resist. I was just saving it in my beard for later, see? Just a regular old candied apple. Oh my god. You gotta love that satisfying crunch.
The camera zoomed in to reveal Azataz's teeth were now fucking cracked and splintered in spots.
Shiver me space timbers, that did not look pleasant. Anyways, mateys, seize the rest of his booty and his fancy talking car.
Aye, 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 Captain!
You fucking fuck, I told you so.
And as for the old scallywag himself, what do you say we feed him to the space kraken, eh? For a little space snacking, eh, me hearties?
Aye, 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 Captain!
Aye, aye, dude. Avast! Set a course for Sacrifice Falls and getting an offering all suited up for the occasion.
Wait, what are you doing with that heavy, blunt object?
Blunt.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
How many times has this happened to you? You're looking for a decent voice actor to really bring your script to life, and you end up with guys like this.
Hold on, let me deep throat my microphone real quick.
Yeah,
Let me remove the pop filter so you can really my mouth noises. So,
hi, Billy Mays here with a fantastic new service that's taken the voice acting world by storm. Introducing the Wizard Scroll line of services, now available on Fiverr. If you're in need of professional grade voice acting for podcasts, cartoons, YouTube videos, reels, shorts, musicals, and more, then boy do I know the perfect guy for you. If you've heard any of the content Chris has put out over the past 3 years or so, then you already know the kind of quality your boy can deliver. So if you need fast, reliable service from a guy who gives a goddamn, get yourself to Fiverr.com today. The wizard awoke several hours later in a daze. Groggy as he was quick to notice that he had been tied to a stick while he was unconscious, bound at the wrists and ankles and stripped completely nude to boot. He was presently carried along by two space pirates, one on each end of the stick as they led a whole caravan of pirates up the winding stone steps carved into the cliffside, leading them up, 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 forever up, to the peak of Sacrifice Falls. This planet's dual sun shone softly in the green sky above as the wind blew through the trees, rustling their blue leaves a little bit. The roar of the falls had grown so loud as to almost completely drown out the space pirate's ceaseless drumming and chanting mere yards behind him. And there he was, terrified, truly terrified for his life. His crystal apple, gone, crunched and munched and swallowed down his gullet, much like his chances of survival following his passage into the Spermuda Quadriplegis. His magical trinkets, doodads, and other oddities all stripped from him, much like the very clothes off his back. Indeed, as things stood at the moment, Azataz was a man with nothing left to lose but the pointy wizard hat on his head.
No, not my pointy wizard hat! No, fuck!
And lo, just as the hopelessness of his situation truly began to sink in, they had arrived at the top of the falls. Azataz's bound figure was placed precariously close to the cliff's edge, overlooking the falls as they crashed into the misty crevasse down, down, down to depths invisible to the naked eye.
Oh, Chapulina, we've got a space snackin' for you!
Prepare yourself, old man. Chapulina's coming for ye.
She's coming! Holy fucking shit, would you look at that? A big fucking space kraken had just emerged from the depths of the crevasse below, tentacles slithering hither and thither as the beast stretched her beak open wide, providing her latest sacrifice ample time to look at all those teeth upon teeth upon teeth. So many rows of sharp, gleaming, dagger-like teeth that the wizard couldn't even tell where the throat ended and the esophagus began. And it was at that very moment where Azataz accepted the truth of his situation. At this juncture, it was crystal clear that he was not going to survive this encounter. Not by a long shot. He was confident that without his greater spells and the mana with which to cast them, he was utterly outclassed by this creature, which possessed an eldritch power the likes of which the wizard couldn't hope to match. Indeed, his body would be limp, lifeless, and digested by this bestial squid within the next few minutes or so, no matter what he decided to do next. Even with the newfound surge of mana exploding in his guts, courtesy of the crystal apple making its way through his lower intestine, it was simply not enough mana to make a difference. But he, Azataz the Wise, the dope fiendy Bobini, the whiz with the biz himself, he chose to do what any wizard worth their salt would do in a situation as dire as this. He would go all out.
Oil spill!
oil poured from the wizard's open mouth, splattering all over Chapolina the Space Kraken, the space pirates nearest the cliff's edge, as well as the wizard himself. A thick sheen of the stuff caked them all, as the beast used a tentacle to wipe the gunk from her 8 glowing purple eyes. As the pirates slipped and slid about, some of them even falling down the crevasse to their doom. As Azataz used the extra lubrication to his advantage and slipped himself loose from his bondage.
Lame finger!
In a process that was by no means painless, the wizard's pointer finger released a blowtorch-style stream of butane gas, which set the oil alight. The pirates, the kraken, even the wizard himself were all engulfed in hot, licking green flames. And with the kraken retreated, Azataz set to work on blasting his former captors, all those fucking pirates. He fucking charred their bodies, he burnt their taints, he blasted fire at them, and they died.
Oh, fuck me, lad, I am on fire as well!
The kraken emerged once more from the briny depths, only to reveal a big fucking burn mark on its octarine body. The wizard took to the skies like the human torch and began hucking fireballs down upon his Squidward-looking-ass opponent. Fully intent on blasting that space kraken into Gallimard, but old Chapolina had a few tricks up her myriad of sleeves. She opened her maw wide and allowed the waterfall to pour like a million gallons of water inside. Then she squirted it back out at high velocity, deftly deflecting the wizard's flame-based attacks.
Ah, shit! Water! Fire's most obvious weakness!
Chapolina fired one final hydro pump aimed at the wizard himself. The one who charged full tilt, flying, furious, on fire, ready to fucking go, baby! Ready to fucking... The wizard was instantly doused from head to toe, and what's more, launched through the air as well. He was sent soaring into the miscellaneous blue shrubbery dotting the shoreline, tumbling back down to space Earth with fourth-degree burns all over his body. And with the man's dying breath, Azataz turned his head to face his opponent, the victor of this battle, his better. He turned to face the Kraken head-on and uttered,
"Freaky Friday Spell!"
And then he fucking swapped bodies with the Kraken. The charred husk, formerly known as Azataz the Wise, gasped and sputtered for a good few seconds before succumbing to his injuries, old age, mass organ failure, and mana withdrawals, all at the same time. And just for good measure, the Kraken, formerly known as Chapolina, plucked the cadaver from the sand and ate it with a flourish, to thunderous applause from the space pirates which remained.
Arr, good show, Chapolina. Jolly good show. You really showed that old bloke not to mess with us.
All hail, Chapolina the Squid God!
All hail!
Yep, as it says, there's a space kraken now. Fucking deal with it, bitch. Thanks for tuning in to me screaming about wizards for 20 minutes. If you're still here, odds are that you've enjoyed what you just heard and are stoked for more. Well, let me tell you that there's a whole bunch of content sitting there waiting for you to check out right this second. So let me know what you think of this one, let me know what you think of those ones, and you know what, I'm gonna get right back to making more shit right here, hot, fresh, and ready for your ear holes tonight, baby boy. Anyway, let me know what you think of the show on Spotify, Apple, Audible, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Leave a fucking positive 5-star review. Let me know what you think. The rates are great, but the reviews is what really hits home, you know? So if you got a review option there, just sitting there, you know what? 2 seconds out of your day, just type it in. Be like, hey, yo, ma, the Wizard Scroll's really good. That's all you gotta do. I'll read it right here on the show. You know, fucking, if you want to help the Wizard Scroll in a financial way, I mean, I do have a Patreon. There's all sorts of early access sort of stuff, some exclusive things. Fucking, I got these cool stickers. If you want it, you want a sticker, I'll mail it straight to your house. I'll kiss it. Kiss the sticker, mail it out to you. Fucking, that's free on me. All you gotta do is give me a dollar on Patreon. The Wizard Scroll line of services is now on Fiverr. You know, come on down. It's on my link tree now. Hop in there. If you want a good voice actor for a decent price, I'm your guy, man. I just got this cool new fucking boom arm. I'm chilling. I've been chilling, but I'm chilling even chillier than before. So, with that in mind, word of mouth is how this show can continue to grow. So share the shit out of it with everyone you know. And until next time, bye.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello! Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we are celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved Windfall City.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
Do you have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, grub.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring subject.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.